farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Are you interested in becoming a registered agro-exporter? Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out how the registration process works and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
One of the first things to consider in becoming an exporter is proper packing. Both you and your buyer want your goods to cross the border easily, to arrive on time, and to be intact when it gets to its destination. Proper packing and shipping with complete and accurate documentation, permits, and licenses will contribute a great deal to trouble-free exporting.
For you to be an exporter, you first have to pack from approved facility. That's the only way we can ensure safe food. So whether you're big, whether you're small, you all have to follow that rule.
Manager Montego Bay Export Complex, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dalton Hastings. In order to ensure your packaging facility meets the requirements, you need to know what the terms and conditions are.
Building must be separate from dwelling. We have stone construction. Floor space should be minimum of 1,000 square feet. Packing house must be separate from activity that would be considered incompatible with agricultural produce. There must be adequate space for loading and unloading. Building must be protected against entry of insect, birds, rodents. Suitable fixture must be there in terms of table for sorting and grading, dip tanks, drying racks. Buildings should have adequate lighting, adequate drainage, adequate ventilation, proper sanitary convenience, and adequate space for boxes.
Having met all those stipulations, you will then move on to the next step in the registration process. This is where the plant and quarantine unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, upon satisfaction, sends a letter to the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, who will then proceed with the registration process. Why JAMPRO? The agency is the final arm of licensing in these matters.
In terms of what is happening in global situation, food safety issue, what we want to ensure that we just don't give you a letter and send you go ship. So what we'll do, all staff, management team, everybody must be trained, going through an orientation system with plant quarantine, where we give you some of the good practice in terms of exporting.
Appropriate labeling is also critical in this process.
You must have your name, your consignee, quantity, and what the commodity is. And we're moving further on that too, in terms of traceability. The new rule is that you're going to have some code that you're able to trace that product from your consumer right back to the farm level.
The labeled products must meet local and international standards in order to be export ready. After all that is done, an appointment is made for inspection.
This is done 24 to 72 hours with the plant quarantine unit. And the 24 to 72 hours have to do with whatever you are doing, whether you're going to be fumigating or whether you're going to be just shipping, then it will be less time. However, we must know when you're coming. We must know what you're coming with. And the reason for that is that we do spot check. So if you say you're shipping tomorrow, I can send a team to say, see what is happening, to ensure that you're packing from where you're packing. Because you have unscrupulous people, you know, who will say, it's my friend, you know, use my name and ship, man. You pack it from under a truck or under a tree, and then you jeopardize the entire market. So appointment is very important where it's concerned.
Fulfill these requirements and you are well on your way to becoming a registered agro-exporter. To get more information about becoming a registered agro-exporter, call the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries at 927-1731-50. And now for our proverb of the day. Your picnic aga bite your ears. Translation, your child is going to bite your ears. And this means, if you don't discipline your child, you will live to regret it. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.